Okay, when you set up the barbed wire fence, you've got some big holes for the
posts.
Okay, and what would you call just one of them?
A post.
Okay. And what would you call a fence or a wall that would be made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from the field?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you call your mother's best set of dishes?
China.
What?
The china.
Okay. Have you ever seen an egg made out of that stuff?
Oh, yeah. You call them alabaster eggs?
Okay, okay. What's that used for?
Just decorations, something just little.
Okay. If it wasn't made out of alabaster, really, but it's really made out of china, then you'd probably call it a...
bone china egg? I don't know.
Okay. What do you use to carry water in?
A bucket or a pitcher.
Okay. Would a bucket be made out of wood or metal?
Metal, probably.
Okay. What would you call it if it was made out of plastic?
A pail, bucket.
Okay. Used to be when people had pigs, they'd throw kitchen scraps into a thing in the kitchen, and they'd take the scraps out, you know, and throw them to the pigs. Mm-hmm. And what would you call that container in the kitchen?
A bucket, I don't know.
Okay. What are some kind of cooking utensils? Could you describe some for me?
An egg turner, an egg beater, a spatula, a knife, a wooden spoon, electric mixer, blender.
Okay, okay. What do you use to fry eggs in?
A skillet.
Okay. What's it made of usually?
Old ones are made of cast iron, and then the other ones would be made of aluminum.
Okay. Or?
Or tin or something, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever seen one that has legs on it?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Like a kettle. An iron kettle to heat.
Describe a kettle for me.
Well, there's, you know, a regular kettle that you just heat water in to make tea, or an old round pot thing with a tripod deal that you could hang over a fireplace, I'd call a kettle.
Okay, okay. What would you call a little container that you might put cut flowers in the house?
A pot.
Okay, or something like this.
A vase.
Okay. What do you call, what are the individual pieces of silver that you set out when you set the table?
Silverware.
Uh-huh. What would you call each piece?
A knife, fork, spoon.
Okay. If you had steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knives.
Okay. And if the dishes are all dirty, you might say, well, I have to
wash the dishes.
Okay. And after your mother washes the dishes, then she what them in clear water?
Rinses them.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or a rag that you use in washing dishes?
The dish rag.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or the rag that you use for drying dishes?
Dish towel.
Okay. And what do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
A washcloth.
Okay. And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a...
bath towel.
Okay. And if you go in the kitchen and turn on the water comes out of the...
faucet.
Okay. If you go out in the backyard where you hook up the hose, you call that a...
hydrant.
Okay. And used to be people would buy flour in a big wooden...
barrel.
What?
Barrel.
Okay. Something that's like a barrel, but I think it's smaller. Nails come in it, or used to come in it. Beer comes in it sometimes.
A keg.
Okay. Now, sometimes on a keg, you've got a little gizmo that you can turn and the beer or whatever will come out. And what would you call that?
A faucet or a spigot.
Or what?
A spigot.
Okay. Okay.